All right, fans, nice to have you back with us, and it's a pleasure to bring in someone I've known for many years, and he's a wonderful baseball fan, as well as being the Senior Marketing Director of Commercial Banking for Bridge Bank. And as I've said many times, you know, this is my 23rd year of doing these shows on the air, and I couldn't do it without the help of sponsors and some very wonderful people who have been with me. And Bridge Bank has been with me for many, many years. Fred, it's a pleasure having you. Fred Voss is with us, V-O-S-S. Fred, it's a pleasure to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm good, Marty. How are you doing? I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, we're doing okay, you know, and as I say to everybody, you know, the baseball story goes back so many years, and you and I have kicked around the, you know, you're a fan of, it's one of the teams in Southern Cal, and I'm not going to say the team, but it's not the Dodgers, I will say that. But, you know, there's baseball stories that people love, and even at a time when things are sort of challenging for everybody, to go back and relive some of the baseball stories or the baseball moments brings back a feeling of good feelings, and that's what baseball does for us. So I'm glad to be able to bring the shows to everybody. I really am.
Great. Hey, so I am a Giants fan, too. I've been in Northern California for almost 30 years, but I did I grew up down in Orange County, so naturally I was a fan of a local team down there.
Okay. All right. But 30 years up here, you've got the orange and black. But, Fred, the main reason I want you to be on is to let everybody know, because I talk about Bridge Bank for so many years and how I love banking with you guys over in Oakland, and I mentioned Rebecca and Dale Marie and Sheetal and everybody else and Mike Letterman in San Francisco and Jesse Garcia down in San Jose. But a lot is going on right now in the banking world. And as nice as Bridge Bank has been to me over the years, you're still doing that for the small nonprofits or for the small companies that need loans with the Small Business Administration. You guys make it happen because you can't get this process going without a bank. So just as you've taken care of me and all your depositors and people for so many years, you're doing it now in this market as well.
Right. Well, so I'm the senior managing director of our commercial banking group, and that includes the office that you bank at in Oakland. We've got a few offices throughout the Bay Area, and Bridge Bank is very much a business bank. That's our forte. Work with small businesses, medium-sized businesses, emerging technology companies, and we work with nonprofits as well. So, yes, we're very involved.
Well, you need a bank that can get it done because the money is there, and if you don't have your paperwork correctly and it gets bounced back, you could go to the end of the line, and we know what happened in the first wave of money from the SBA and that it dried up. So it's very important that you do it properly. How does this process work? Because this is a good education for me, and I'm going to say it's banking for dummies because that's me. how this federal money works and how you guys make it happen for your clients.
Sure. So it's called the SBA CARES Act, and it's the PPP program, which stands for Payroll Protection Program. And so the Treasury and the SBA, the Small Business Administration, delivered this program jointly. Congress approved the program, and there was $349 billion dedicated for qualifying small businesses. The way it works is the SBA is guaranteeing these loans, and the banks, the local and national banks are the conduit to get those funds out. And so we made an effort when we learned of this program. We figured this is something that could really help our clients. So we made an effort ahead of the game to really kind of set up our process and get people focused on it. And what happens is the bank has to receive an application from a business, a small business, and there has to be certain information and certain documentation, and we get that all put together. And ultimately, we submit it to the SBA, and if accepted, we get a loan number. And that means boom, that company has dollars allocated for them. And that number is based on their payroll, because what the government's effort was, they want to get more dollars outflowing through businesses, but in specifically to keep people employed and help with their payroll. So what happens then is the bank has to get those dollars funded out to the companies within 10 days. And as you said, this initial $349 billion was it started on April 3rd that the banks could start submitting for that. And I think it lasted about 9 calendar days and the dollars ran out. And so there were still a lot of small businesses lined up looking for it. And so Congress now has approved a second round of, I believe it's $310 billion more through the same program. And it's not yet available, but I believe it's either Monday or Tuesday that it will become available. And we have more applications lined up that we'll be submitting, as will all the banks. And, you know, some of the banks stumbled a little bit, and not necessarily totally their fault, is it because the program, you know, happened quickly. And so, you know, there were some changes, there were some nuances, and certain, you know, you have to make sure you get it right, as you said, or, you know, ultimately if it's rejected, they go back to the end of the line. So we ended up doing, I believe in the first round, we did about 2,700 loans totaling about $1.5 billion just from our bank, which, we are basically a California, Nevada, Arizona based bank.
Wow. It's great. Very good explanation. Very clear. And, you know, the people, no, seriously, that I mentioned, and if Dale Marie, I know she works so hard, Sheetal, Mike Letterman, who handles many of the tech companies. We've talked about him taking companies to the next level. And Jesse Garcia, baseball guy down who works with you down in San Jose. So you've got a good staff. Let's put it this way. You've got a major league staff.
Marty, I'll tell you, we had people working 12-hour-plus days, including the weekends, for, you know, roughly 3 straight weeks in the initial kind of week before the program to prepare for it, and then that week and a half during the program when the money was outflowing to make sure we were, you know, moving things through. And then now, you know, this past week preparing for this next round. So people have been working really hard. We know it's something that's important for our clients and all the small businesses in the area, because the one thing I didn't say, Marty, is it's a loan, but if the company uses it as specified, which is if they use 75% of the funds they receive towards payroll, and then the other 25% can go towards, you know, other business expenses, rent or mortgage, utilities, those sorts of things, The loan is completely forgiven by the SBA.
Wow.
So they will not have started making any payments. So basically, it ends up, you know, being a grant rather than a loan.
Well, great stuff, Fred. Great stuff. Yeah. I'm so glad Bridge Bank is in the front of this. I know you get so many letters of appreciation from people, and why not? I mean, you save many lives and businesses, and I'm so glad that you could be on and talk about this. Fred Voss is a senior marketing director of commercial banking for Bridge Bank. One last thought for you. If someone hears this today, and I hope they do, and they're motivated to get in touch with you, what's the easiest way to do that?
Probably the easiest way is to you know, get on our website, www.bridgebank.com, and reach out to us that way. You know, we have all kinds of listings of the folks on there and so forth.
Terrific. Well, I look forward to seeing you at the ballpark. I know you've been on the show with us before at the Public House. And as I said, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate this support, because I couldn't do these shows without you. So it's been a number of years, and I'm glad to have you on and let people know that what Bridge Bank is doing. So, Fred, thank you so much.
Thank you. Let's hope that I'm coming out to the Public House soon to meet with you. So before a ball game, and then head over to the ball game afterwards.
Really, I hope so. Fred, thanks so much, and be well and be safe. And I miss everybody, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone soon.
Thanks a lot, Marty. Everyone says hello to you.
All right. That is Fred Voss. Boy, good stuff about Bridge Bank. And, you know, you've heard me talk about Bridge Bank for so many years in a very loving way, and they are really stepping up to the plate to get these things done for their clients. So Bridge Bank, check them out online. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.